Management. Let's welcome them.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for being here today with us. My name is Pierre-Yves Chibon. I usually go by Pingu, and this is Eric Curtin. And so, as announced, we are going to talk to you a little bit about bootable containers and image mode. So, what are bootable containers? Well, we know what containers are. They have been around here for decades, and they have been the de facto standard today about how we want to deploy Linux user space application. And they have been there for a long time, which means we have built. I need to speak louder? All right. And in the microphone? That's going to be a challenge. No, the microphone doesn't repeat in the room. It's just for the recording. So I'm going to try to speak to Zbigniew over there. If you can hear me, don't say anything. So containers have been there for a long time, which means we've built the whole ecosystem around them. We have built tooling. We've been infrastructure. We've been platforms to build, to leverage all of the capacity that it does. You know, we've known this as the container native or the cloud native toolings and practices. The idea of bootable containers is to go one step further than that. And we don't want to include just the applications and its libraries, but what if we included the kernel with it and the bootloader and everything? So we basically no longer have an application image, we have an OS image. And that's why we also call that image mode. And we can reuse all of the existing toolings and infrastructure to inspect, but to build, to distribute, to deploy, to store, to inspect all of these containers, because at the core of that technology, we remain in the OCI container standards. And the question becomes, hey, why do we do that? Well, we're interesting to do that because suddenly we are managing our operating system in the same way that we are managing any of our applications. We allowed our sysadmins, our users in general, to have a single workflow to build anything. Be that an operating system, be that an application, be that, as long as it's a container, it's going to be using the same approach. We can have then, you know, all of the tooling that has been built around container security, being able to do audit container images, being able to check out for CVs, non-CVs in the container images. Well, we can do that now at the OS scale. We can do that at it one step further. We can look at it from the immutable OS perspective. You know, container image are immutable. You can write on them, but then you stop your container, you restart, and you start from a clean slate, which means you have increased security, which means your maintenance is going to be a lot easier because that one container image that you're deploying is going to be the same container image regardless of where you deploy it. So that one operating system image that you've built is going to be the exact same one that you deploy everywhere. And we're using something called ComposeFS to increase the security of these images to ensure tamper-proofing. So ComposeFS is a layer that basically allows us to leverage FS Verity at the kernel level to ensure that the image that you're booting is the same one that you've built and it hasn't changed since you've built it. And we can do that with all of the ecosystem that we've spoke about before. We can do CI/CD, we can build things, we can audit them. So, to come back about immutability, it's something that's scary because, well, I want to play with my image, I want to change it. Well, immutability is not about preventing changes. It's about controlling that change, being sure we're secure from the get-go, we're secure by design. It's about being intentional about the change.